It is 8:13 on Wednesday, June 22nd. Mike Plord in the studio. And joining me are the lovely Phoenix and the lovely Glory Sparks from the Dead River Derby. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Always like to talk to you. It's always a lot of fun. And there's going to be a lot of fun going on this weekend. Tell us what's happening.
Well, we have another bout right here at Lakeview Arena. We've got a lot of people in town, so we're hoping to have a great showing. The doors open at 5. The bout is at 6. And we have Duluth's Harbor City Roller Dames coming down. Their shipwreckers are going to come down, and we're going to have a bout and see what we can do.
Wow, I like that. The Harbor City Roller Dames are from Duluth. And Phoenix, there's a couple of things. Tell us about tickets and how to get in. And
tickets are $10 at the door, $8 if you can grab a Derby Dame and grab them from them. We also have great group rates. So I know there's a lot of people from Northern in town this weekend. If you can get a group of 10 or more together, you can get in for $5 a piece. What you need to do is contact a Derby Girl or contact us on Facebook.
And also, every time you have a bout, you have someone that or a group that you are collecting money for charity. And who's a portion of the proceeds are going to go where?
This bout, we have the UP Sports Training Camp at Bay Cliff. Bay Cliff is near and dear to many of our hearts. We enjoy getting up there and helping out when we can, but what we do is a portion of the ticket sales actually will go to them and their annual event. So we're really excited to be partnered up with them for this bout.
So when you go to the Dead River Derby this weekend, you go to Lakeview Arena, and part of the ticket proceeds go to Bay Cliff. On top of that, you get a great night of entertainment and all kinds of things going on. And Glory Sparks, tell us a little bit about the Harbor City Roller Dames.
Well, they got started back in 2009, so they're a little bit more established than we are. Now, the Shipwreckers split from their parent team in 2013, and so they have a more elite, what we call WIFTA team, or the Women's Flat Track Derby Association League. And so they're playing hard teams, and their home team, the Shipwreckers, is coming down to meet up with us and see what we are all about. So we're really excited to play them. They have played different teams than we have played, so we don't have a lot of background history on what they're going to do, because we can look at stats on a paper, but until we get out on the floor together, we're just not sure. So we have been practicing hard.
Do you figure that it's going to be a really tough bout?
We always go in there hoping that it's going to be a great bout and that we're going to get ahead, but let me tell you, we were pretty confident about Chippewa Valley coming up. We just had been playing hard. We'd met up with them earlier in the season. We had researched all of what they can do and knew what we needed to do, and they came, and there was no way they were going to let us go and walk away with it. So it was neck and neck through the whole bout. So it's one of those things where you look at the paper and you know your stats and you know who you have playing, and you're just sure that you're going to walk away with it, and then there's Derby and things happen.
That's why it's so exciting, because there's game night and the crowd is there and things are going on. And Phoenix, let me ask you this, when you're out on the track, do you hear the crowd?
You know, every now and then there might be a lull in the gameplay, or your team isn't yelling at you so much, and sometimes you do hear the crowd. Every now and then, as you go on that straightaway next to the crowd, you can hear the crowd cheering, and it is invigorating.
Now, I hear the crowd regularly.
However, I focus a little too much, maybe.
There's not a lot of time to acknowledge that, so it is a lot of fun, and we have a very enthusiastic fan, so it's an excellent time.
Now, you're in the game. There's no doubt about that. And I played sports as well, and I know how that is. And sometimes I know, Phoenix, what you're talking about. If there's a lull where you get a chance where you're not concentrating on what you're doing, then you can definitely hear the crowd.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to say that a big crowd is important to you ladies.
It certainly is. And let me tell you, when our lead jammers get out and they hear the crowd, it really does help with the enthusiasm of the jammers, too, and help them get around the track to score some more points, because they only score points when they pass each opposing player, which is really important to remember that they're not getting points for passing their own players. It's just the opposing ones.
Mike Plord in the studio, and joining me is Phoenix and Glory Sparks, skaters for the Dead River Derby. And ladies, a big bout this weekend. Let's talk about that real quick.
Well, we're really excited. We've got Duluth's Harbor City Roller Dames coming down to play us, and we've not played them before, and nor have they played a lot of teams we have played, so they are a big question mark. We looked at the stats, and we're hoping for a good game. We're really excited to be there and enjoying everything. The bout is at 6 p.m. at Lakeview Arena this Saturday, so we're really excited to have that. Tickets are at the door, or $10. Otherwise, you can catch one of our Derby Dames around town for $8.
And kids 12 and under are free.
And there's a bouncy house.
Yes.
And there's a bouncy house. And there is Labatt's Beer going to be there?
We've got beer, wine, and And some good snacks as well.
Wow. Wow. And you also have a boot camp coming up.
It just happened, actually. So we were really enthusiastic to have some. It was last Saturday, but we have people that were unable to attend. So they can get a hold of us through our Facebook or website, deadriverderby.com, or just on the Facebook, Dead River Derby. And they can learn how to get on some skates and check it out and see if roller derby is right for them.
Sounds like a blast. So big bout this weekend. You want to make sure you get your tickets or get them at the door, but put it on your calendar for this Saturday at Lakeview Arena. Everything starts at 6. Doors open at?
5.
Doors open at 5, so mm-hmm. You can get there, get your seat, get a beverage, get some snacks, and cheer the ladies on. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me this morning, and have a great bout.
Yeah, thank you so much. We'll see you Saturday.